all of us in life and in business, when we're faced with crazy like circumstances and we just can't cut the rope, right? And sometimes I've realized in my own business dealings and my own team building over the years and my own business partnerships and my own personal relationships where sometimes we don't realize it in the moment, but we have to cut the rope to save ourselves.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from, where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, real business owners? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas. And I'm not actually quite sure when this episode's going to drop. I know we got a couple in the pipe. So this might be right after New Year's. And I feel like what I want to talk to you guys about today will be perfect for kind of a newer year podcast, right? So hopefully there's some value in it. What I actually want to do today is a little bit different. I want to share a story with you guys that I came across, and I think it's kind of an interesting, fun story, but then I want to share a lesson with you after that as well. You do have just me today, so we're going to keep it kind of short. Just me today. So, you know, we'll probably go here for like 15 or 20 minutes or so. But you guys, today I want to share with you a story I came across that Red Bull actually interviewed these two gentlemen. It was Simon Yates and Joe Simpson. And back in 1985, these guys decided to climb a 21,000-foot face of the Sierra Grande Mountain in the Peruvian Andes. Simon, who's only 21 years old, and Joe, who's 25, decided to take on this thing. And it was supposed to be a historical event for these two gents, right? And it quickly became a nightmare. What happened was Joe, the 25-year-old, he actually fell and he shattered his right leg, leaving Simon tasked with not only trying to save Joe, but get him down the mountain alive. What happened was these guys had already ran low on their supplies. And as Simon is trying to get Joe down this mountain, and they're low on supplies, lo and behold, a storm came rolling in, right? Just like on the movies or something, right? But basically, the storm comes rolling in, and also nighttime is right around the corner, and he knew he was going to be grinding it out through the night to try and get Joe down the mountain, get him to some safety. Well, basically, Simon knew he just had to make his move since nighttime was rolling right around the corner, and so he did it. He took on this task. He connected Joe to a rope and started to try and take him down this mountain, and it took Simon 9 hours to get Joe just 3,000 feet down this mountain. And even though, like, you know, that's a lot of time to get down this chunk of the mountain, he started feeling hopeful, like, oh my gosh, okay, you know, Joe's still alive, and, you know, we're getting closer. We're knocking this out in chunks. Well, they had climbed quite a bit above their base camp, so he knew he had to at least get him to base camp to get him some more supplies and get him some safety. Well, unfortunately, and suddenly, Joe started sliding down the mountain. And he tried to use his ice pick to stop the slide, but he couldn't. He couldn't stop himself. Joe ended up sliding over the edge of the mountain and found himself dangling hundreds of feet from the bottom of an ice crevice. At this point in time, the storm had fully rolled in. Simon couldn't even see Joe. All he could feel was the rope tugging on him, and he knew something was wrong. So for over an hour after he felt this rope tighten up on him, he sat there and he just tried to hold Joe from falling to his death. He couldn't see him, and he also couldn't hear him. He was howling at him, but he couldn't hear him over the howling winds. So he just sat there and he just held him. And after about an hour of holding him, he started feeling the ground move under himself. And then he felt himself starting to slide because of the ground moving underneath him. And so Simon remembered he had a knife in his back pocket. And given this circumstances, he felt like he had no choice but to cut the rope, which flung him back into the snow and kept him from continuing to slide. But sitting there, Simon realized that he had just ended his own friend's life. He had to cut the rope to save his own life and had to make the choice to send his injured friend to his own death. Simon made his way 6 miles back to base camp alone, where he regrouped for a few days before he decided to head down the rest of the way to get himself back to his own safety. That is until Joe came crawling back into base camp. He was down a liter of blood from internal bleeding. He had lost 42 pounds crawling for 3 days back to base camp himself. Simon, obviously just thinking this is incredible and unexplainable, couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he had to face his friend. And he asked his friend, he says, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know how you got out of that situation, but I felt like I had no other choice. Joe also said, like, he couldn't believe that he cut the rope. He said that he cut the rope. When he felt the rope cut, he thought something was wrong. And so he pulled the rope down just to find that he'd seen this pink and white frayed rope where it had been perfectly cut. And he just couldn't believe that Simon actually cut the rope. But he understood that he had to do something to save his own life. He obviously didn't know what Joe was dealing with up there where the ground was moving underneath him, but they had obviously the opportunity to sit there and talk these things out. After they talked things out, they decided to make it down the rest of the way to the mountain. They found a donkey. They found an outfitter that was able to provide them with donkeys to get them down to Lima, which was a 3-day trek. And after this 3-day trek, they were able to get to a hospital in Lima. And the hospital performed a surgery because his leg was so bad and there was internal bleeding. And after that, he had to fly home to England where he had to have 5 more surgeries on his leg before he could be repaired and start walking again. Now, Joe did tell Red Bull after they interviewed him about this event that they had went through. He told Red Bull, he said, you know, I don't know what I would have done if I was Simon. I think I would have cut the rope as well, with given the circumstances. And then Red Bull asked him, like, well, if you felt Simon sliding above, do you feel like you would have cut the rope at the bottom to save Simon's life? And he says, I actually don't think I would have done that. I don't think I would have been able to do that. And first of all, to go back a little bit, the reason that Joe was able to crawl out of this crevice is because he landed on an ice shelf not far below where he was already dangling when Simon had to cut the rope. And so as I was listening to this story and I came across it, I started thinking to myself, I thought, you know, this really is kind of a cool story, right? Not only because, like, first of all, our bodies are incredible, right? The fact that this guy was internally bleeding and he's crawling back to base camp for 3 days, lost 42 pounds in howling winds and icy conditions, totally exposed to the elements. And I'll show some pictures on the post when we post this. Guys' faces are chapped. They've got frostbite, you know, like obviously they put themselves through hell just to survive, right? But what I couldn't help and think about is all of us in life and in business, when we're faced with crazy like circumstances and we just can't cut the rope, right? And sometimes I've realized in my own business dealings and my own team building over the years and my own business partnerships and my own personal relationships where sometimes we don't realize it in the moment, but we have to cut the rope to save ourselves. And while it feels like one of the most selfish things to do, one of the hardest things to do, like I'm cutting this rope to save myself, not knowing what it's going to do to this other person, right? Like Simon thought he was sending Joe to his death. But in entrepreneurship and in business and just in life, like sometimes we've got to cut the rope because it's not just what's best for us, but in the long run, even though we can't see it, it's also what's best for the other person as well. You know, and it could be many different situations, right? Like it could be a family member that you're really close with, but man, they're just a victim or they're super negative and they're just dragging you down. They're just dragging you down and it's super hard because you care for this person to cut that rope. to save yourself, right? But by cutting that rope, do we by chance maybe save them a little bit, right? And on the flip side as well, like maybe you're the negative person. Maybe you're the victim in your life. But maybe you need to cut the rope to save yourself because you're leaning on these people. You're leaning on them, right? And they're like your safety line and you're attached to these people, but you're stopping yourself from growing. You're stopping yourself from moving forward in your life. You're stopping the other person from moving forward in their life. You become each other's crutch, right? Like Simon and Joe could not get down this mountain without each other, especially Joe, who was the injured one. But at some point in time, he had to cut the rope. And somehow Joe found the way to climb out of this crevice and make his way to base camp. Totally impossible circumstances. But I can only imagine like how much better and stronger they became from this experience. But this type of experience is in our lives all the freaking time. You know, I can think of, for example, I had a sales guy. This is years ago, you guys. I had this sales guy, and I knew he was on drugs and bad, like literally like bad. Like, you know, his family didn't know what to do. You know, they're monitoring his prescription drugs. You know, they're trying to like, you know, limit his intake, you know, but the guy was working for us and he was making great money. He was a great sales guy. And I couldn't even understand how either. Like sometimes I'd come into work and this guy's asleep. And there's a customer on the other end of the phone. And I'm like, well, how did he put up $15,000, $20,000 last week in sales? And you got to understand in this industry, it's like, you know, it's not uncommon to make 15, 20% commission. So I'm like, this guy's making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week working for us, falling asleep on the phone, totally pilled out of his mind, but he's producing. And you as a business owner, you're like, oh my gosh, here you are. You're like holding on to this person. He's attached to your rope because you're like, man, I do need the numbers and I don't want to replace another sales guy. It's going to take months to get them back up to the level that this guy's producing at. This guy's name was Kaysen. He's not the Kaysen that's with us now. You know, our top salesman now is named Kaysen, but this was a different guy named Kaysen and he was one of our top sales guys back then. And you know, eventually Trev and I, man, we got together and we're like, dude, we gotta let this guy go. You know, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass for us to have to replace him. But like we gotta cut this rope just to save our own business here. Like, this guy's a liability. And not only that, if we don't do it, we're putting money in this guy's hands every single day, every single week for him to go out and do his drug deals, right? His family's monitoring his prescriptions. We're fully aware of all of this stuff. But at the same time, this guy's still going out and making deals because he's got the paycheck to do it, right? And it's like, that's just one example of one thing I can think of over all the years that we've been in business. Like, man, we had to cut the rope to save our own business. This guy had become a liability, but we also cut the rope for him to be able to go get clean. We cut the rope so that he could go and move his life in a positive direction and kick his drug habits and save his own life and save his own health, right? And it's like, we weren't thinking about that at that time. We were thinking, man, we got to do this just to save our own situation here. But by doing that, we gave him the ability to save his own life as well. You know, and I can't help but think of that, right? I'm guilty of this in many situations, you know, and even just thinking about, you know, where I'm at right now with Real Business Owners, with Easier Accounting, where we're bringing all these amazing people in, we're scaling, we're growing. You know, I think about the episodes that Trev and I do, right? And it's like, man, if Trev came to me right now and he was like, hey, dude, I'm done doing Real Business Owners. I'm totally done. And this is an extreme example, but I want to share this with you guys. Like, that would obviously put me in a situation where I can't lean on him anymore, right? Like, I already know, and you guys already know from listening to this podcast, like, you know, Trev has got this gift of gab, right? He can talk for hours, and he can go. Well, if I'm being completely honest with myself, like, when we have an awesome guest coming in, and, you know, we've got a podcast scheduled, like, I already know Trev's going to just, like, show up, do his thing, and I'll be completely honest with you guys, we wing it a lot. Like, some days we don't even know what we're going to talk about on a podcast episode. We don't prepare for these. We're just sharing lessons as we go. But when we have a guest in and this guest is coming to pour into our audience and Trev is going to do his talking, which we all know Trev's, dude, he's a talker, right? He's going to do 70% of the talking for me. And so for a long time, I was like, man, I don't like this, but then I became comfortable with it, right? And I stopped preparing for my own episodes, right? Or the own guests that I was bringing into the podcast. And so it's like, man, I started thinking about it. I was like, man, what if Trev cut the rope? What if Trev cut the rope and he was like, hey, I'm done with RBO. I don't want to do it anymore. What would that do? would it suck? Like, yeah, I might lose some audience members. I might lose some people listening to the podcast. Maybe we lose some mastermind members because they were there for Trev and some were there for me. But what would it force me to do? Would it force me to show up and prepare? Would it force me to start tapping into my own long-windedness, my own gifts, my own shine in order to like fill this void? And I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's not what we're doing at all. But I just started thinking about that as one thing that's going on in my life right now where I know I've gotten comfortable. And so rather than relying on somebody to cut the rope for me to propel myself, I just need to be aware of it. I just need to be committed to showing up and preparing. Like today, I showed up, I prepared a story for you guys and then a lesson for you guys, right? Solo. And so I just want you guys to be thinking about that in your own lives. I want you to think about it. Like, what are you leaning on? If I can be honest with myself and realize like, hey man, I already know I'm only showing up 30% because Trev's going to show up and do 70% of the talking, right? I already know that. And so if I can become aware of that and I know like, okay, now this gives me an opportunity to step my game up without somebody having to cut the rope. But where in your life can you become aware so that you don't have to cut the rope or they don't have to cut the rope on you, but where in your life can you cut the rope and quit getting drugged down in your life? Might be a business partner, might be some employees that are holding you back, right? They become toxic, but man, you've got to cut the rope for not only your own good, but their own good. We had to let go one of our top sales guys. He's one of our sales managers. The guy was with us for 11, 12 years. We had to cut the rope. That's like one of the hardest things to do because you love these people, man. You love them, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's business associates, employees, business partnerships. Man, it's hard. You develop these relationships with people and it's like you attach yourself to them. But man, this guy became so toxic for himself, not even the company. Yeah, he was toxic for the company and that was the reason we had to cut that rope because it was taking down our entire team. But man, we just kept talking to this guy through this whole situation and we're like, dude, but you're not happy. You're not happy. You keep thinking about like all these things, like you're gonna be happy when. You're going to be happy when we get to this certain point. You're going to be happy when there's less off your plate. You're going to be happy when people start listening to you, when people start respecting you. Like we're going through all these things with him. Really what it came down to is like, bro, happiness is a thing that you got to deal with right now. Misery is something that you've got to deal with right now. Like we all live in the now, man. You can't live in the future of like, I'll be happy when. I'll start doing the work when. I'll start rising up when. This is something that you guys got to take ownership of right now. Like really, it's a choice. Like how do you feel in the moment that you're in right now? What are the things that you're allowing to hold you back from propelling your own growth? It might require you cutting the rope on certain things in your life. Not even just people, just certain things. These things that you're leaning on that you know are holding you back from your own growth. And so that's the lesson that I came up with as I'm listening to the story because I was like, I was just pulled into the story because I thought, man, this is such an incredible story, right? So I sit there and I listen to this story, this Red Bull interview, and I'm like, man, this is so cool that they were able to fight through these conditions and still survive and find a way to survive. But man, we can all do more than just survive if we can really think about the things that are really holding us back and we can cut the rope in our own life of how we can show up, how we can choose to be happier in our environments right now by just becoming aware, man. Become aware of what you are doing and what you are leaning on that you are attached to that really is dragging you down. Because at the end of the day, you are allowing it. And if you're allowing that and you're not willing to cut the rope for your own selfish things, man, like this world, I don't care what you think. I don't really care what you're programmed to think. Like you have to be self-interested in some situations for you to really create the life that you want to create. And you can't allow other people and other things and other circumstances to hold you back. Sometimes you got to cut the rope to save yourself. But by doing that, I promise you, 9 times out of 10, maybe 99 times out of 100, it's going to benefit the other person, the other thing, the other circumstance that you're detaching yourself from as well. And so as we go into this new year in 2023 and you're setting these goals and you're setting all these ambitions for yourself, like maybe really spend a little bit of time of thinking about, man, what am I really attached to that I'm allowing to hold me back, drag me down, pull me over a ledge? What is really stopping me? What are the cords that I need to cut, the people that I need to cut, the things that I need to cut for my life in order to not only grow for myself, but give them the opportunity to grow as well? Because that's what I've realized over all these years, man, and listening to this story myself is like, we attach ourselves to things, and that's okay. Like, man, business partnerships are super powerful. Employees are super powerful. But if we can become aware of the things that are actually holding us back and we can find the courage to cut those cords, we're not just doing ourselves a favor. Sometimes by being selfish or self-interested in yourself, you're actually serving the other person as well. And Joe tells Red Bull that. He said, man, if he wouldn't have cut that cord, we both would have died. Not just because Simon was also going to come over that edge and they probably both would have just fell to their deaths. But Joe was internally bleeding. He had already lost a liter of blood. And like he was dangling, sitting there, like dangling upside down. Like how much longer could he have done that? But by cutting the cord and him falling on that ice ledge, he saved him. He saved him by leaving enough blood and enough health and enough energy in there for himself to actually climb out of that crevice and make his way back to base camp. You know, and that's kind of how this whole life is as well. It just is what it is. Like sometimes you got to save yourself. And by doing that, it's also going to save the other person as well, or the other thing, or the other circumstance. So give yourself this year, as you're thinking about your goals, as you're thinking about what you really want to accomplish this year, give yourself the gift of really taking the time and analyzing, where are the hangups? What are you attached to that's not serving you anymore? And are you willing to find the courage to cut that cord as well? And that's basically the message that I have for you guys to think about as we roll into 2023. And as always, you know, we love you guys. We appreciate all these episodes that you listen to. We appreciate when you rate, you review, you share. We appreciate you guys so much. We're looking forward to an incredible year. Like, we've decided to make a lot of cool changes within the masterminds that we've launched, the Inner Circle, the OG group. You guys is just our listeners. We have a lot of cool things coming down the pipe we're excited for. And man, we just appreciate all of your guys' support. Hopefully you found some value in that episode today, and I hope you did. And if you did, shoot me a message, let me know, rate it, review it, share it with a friend. God bless you guys. Let's just have a kick-ass year. Take care.